Hey, man.
Dude, you're a goddamn godsend. Look at.
The box light.
My wife is such a dumb cunt.
What happened, buddy? And this doesn't have to be. We can talk. We can just hang out. Though I am recording.
It's honestly, it's my fault for making her work for 4 months out of the last 10 years.
Oh. Walk with circumspection. She's become complacent?
Yes. Yes, she has become cunt-placent, like you just said, Jason.
I didn't say cunt-placent.
Like, we just went to... So... There's this couple that have a daughter. Ugh. that's Kieran's.
Why are you guys hanging out with people? What the hell? Every time I talk to you, it starts with, so there's this couple. So there's these couples. It's like, man, I stay at home. Even if there was no pandemic, I wouldn't even be like as social as you, man. What the fuck?
First of all, I'm a social butterfly. Second of all, this mom is screamingly hot.
Okay, so there's your mother.
And I do really like the dad is probably my favorite neighborhood dad by like a lot. Like, I really like this guy.
It's hard to like all those neighborhood dads down there, isn't it?
Oh, they're the worst. He's probably the only one that I actually like.
Yeah, they're not.
I don't really like a lot of them.
So what do you do? I'm a financial guy. I like working fuck you funds.
The reason I like him is because he is in sales, but it's like
I sell things to people.
He's maybe like I don't know, he's like technology something, but he's a salesman. Like I'm a salesman, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
At the end of the day, I'm an actor, but I'm also like a salesman. I'm a pitch man.
You're a chief cook and bottle washer.
Exactly, bro. So let me just first of all. So we're over there. Like, so they had a party last night for the 4th of July. Okay. Not like a massive party. Like, it was their son's birthday. They invited the grandparents. The grandparents came over. It was just a family party. And then the grandparents left. And then the neighbors that we have basically quarantined with in our bubble all went over to their place to like finish the keg of beer that he got.
Did you guys do that? Did you create like a block?
100%. We created like a little quarantine bubble thing.
People fucking lie to their own family about this shit though, dude.
Oh, I know. I mean, we now know someone who had COVID. Like, we have our friends.
Shit,
parents.
I know like fucking 7 people that have had it. Both people going through it.
Yeah. So like, it hasn't happened in our, it never happened in our bubble, but it happened to the parents of people in our bubble. So now I have a huge red flag and I'm like, well, we can't really hang out with them anymore. And my wife is like, no, they're fine. And I'm like, are they fine? Like,
are they fine? Really? No, they're fine.
Are they fine?
People just are incapable of checking their feelings at the door in this situation for some reason. It's like, it's not about feelings, man.
My man, if it was just me, if it was just me, I wouldn't have left my house since March.
Yeah.
And then I would drive to your house and we would sit 20 feet away from each other. You know what I mean? Like, I'm
gotta
smart.
Be 20 feet away. The fucking thing, you know, there's a paper that is going forward, a letter to the WHO and the CDC from like, I don't know, like 30 countries and 200 and something doctors that are like, look, man, we have seen so much evidence that this thing's aerosol.
Right.
And you're ignoring that in all your guidelines and all your talk. And they're like, you know, it's always been aerosol. So it's the same fucking thing, but know that, you know, that means be more cautious. It means like,
that's why I go to their house. Cause I really like that.
You and I are just apples and kebabs, buddy.
I don't know. I mean, dude,
apples and spinach tacos.
Bro, I don't know that if you saw that in real life, you wouldn't like, I don't know how you don't like that.
I don't know. Hold on. What's going on here? My garage door open.
I don't usually like white women, but I really like this one.
That's just because you're angry.
She's so nice.
No.
You don't understand what we share.
She looks like she has very stretchy skin.
No,
like really plastic, like really elasticy skin. No, I can tell her complexion. People like that. She can stretch her neck skin out real far, probably. I can tell by looking at her. She can do that.
No, she works out, man.
Smooth yet somewhat freckly arms.
Anyway, you know what, man?
The moment you just
decide, I go over to their house. They had a party last night and he got a keg and I went there last night for a nightcap and the dad and the mom and I drank there and we had a blast and then I skated home and then
it's good to do when you've been drinking. Just ask my wrist.
I literally live two blocks from them. So it's the safest skate.
I skated 60 feet and went into the side of my building. It's so fucking hard. My friend was like, you were probably
on heroin.
No, it was a birthday and I was blacked out.
And I was on heroin. I stayed home all day. I orchestrated a pool hang yesterday for the 4th of July in the backyard of a friend with a pool.
Yeah, because I saw that video you put up with those kids and you're like near each other, touching each other.
The fucking dad like tried to hug me. I was like, bro, COVID, bro. First of all, don't hug me. Like, don't hug me if you're a dad.
Yeah, South, bro. Like, keep your surf boy hugs to yourself, fuck.
No, this guy's Indian. I wish it was a fucking bro hug. It was like, he's gay, and he's upset that he's gay, and he's Indian, so he can't be gay, so he married a chick. But he's gay, and he wants to fuck me or any guy, and I fucking hate this guy. But at the end of the day, he has a pool, and they closed the beaches down, so we went to his pool yesterday, which was my doing.
Why? This sounds like my wife. It's like, I'm so stressed out listening to you.
Oh, dude.
If I had to go through this fucking American Ninja bullshit obstacle course of social discourse, fuck that. Hey, what you got there, buddy? What you doing? For those of you just tuning in,
I'm smoking weed, thanks to you. So,
we high schooled it. We did the fucking college.
So today, she takes Kieran away to his friend's house, whatever, they do their thing. I'm on my own.
I'm just so nervous for your family.
She comes home. In our defense, Jason, we are aware of what we have been quarantining with these same families. I think everybody's
full of shit. I don't even let you.
I'm not going to an indoor bar. So the family that I know that caught COVID-19, they have a lake. They have a house in Lake Havasu. Lake Havasu is on the border of California and Arizona.
I've jumped into it with strippers.
So they go to their house in Lake Havasu. That's not enough. They go to their boat. That's not enough. They drink at their house. That's not enough. they go to the Arizona side where there's no law, there's no
mask. Yeah, you told me about these fucking retards.
They go into a brewery and they fucking all get COVID because they're fucking retards.
You know the number one?
I'm not doing that. I'm not going indoors. I'm not going indoors.
Yeah, but you're going to those people's houses. You're socially connected to
these
people.
But dude, I very rarely go into their houses, A. And second of all, I know where they've been. And I'm not going to an indoor bar or a Trump rally. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going indoors.
I just know that there is so much emotion.
Dude, I'm not diabetic. My wife's not diabetic.
Okay.
My parents are gone.
You're diabetic.
Her
doesn't
parents
matter.
Are gone. I don't want it. I don't want it.
You
I
don't
really
want
don't
it.
Want it.
You don't want
but
it.
But I also know if I get it, it's not going to kill me.
No,
but I don't want it.
It
I
might be
not a, want it.
But there are hundreds of thousands of people out there. And I found a thread and I was following it that are survivors that have bizarre fucking symptoms like
months later. I do not want it. Like, I really don't. Jason, if it was up to me, Jason, I would be in my backyard the entire time, but it's not up to me. Unfortunately, my wife is also a part of my family. That's the sad thing. So she is much more laissez-faire about this whole thing than I am.
How
she
the
really,
fuck? How?
Well, she's not going to indoor bars in Arizona.
Yeah, but you know what? Going to indoor bars in Arizona.
She goes grocery shopping as much as she's ever been.
It's just not...
foolishly trusts her girlfriends that they're being responsible.
No,
right?
Man. You got... I just have heard so many accounts.
But like, for example, tonight, Jason, I was in my friend's backyard. I never went in his house. I was in his backyard the entire time. The only time I walked into his house was to literally make a beeline for the bathroom. I peed and I beelined out. I washed my hands. That's the only thing I did. I was never in his house hanging out, licking stuff. I really wasn't. And I also know that this guy, that the guys whose bathroom I frequented just briefly twice, he was like me. He was like, we're locking down. I'm not fucking around. Social distancing is real from the beginning. I also know that 217 cases have happened in Redondo Beach. Two of them I know. And the rest are most likely 90% from senior citizen homes, at least 80%. I have been very fucking safe. And I've seen my neighbors not be safe, have block parties, go to each other's houses.
There's parties in two.
I'm not going to these people's houses. This motherfucker last night wanted to hug me. I'm like, bro, get the fuck away from me, bro.
Yeah. If I can kick you, you're too close.
The same motherfucker bought these like parking lot firecrackers. And he's Indian. He's a doctor and he's a bad father. Anyway, he sets up these fucking fireworks and he goes, I'm going to set up the fireworks. There's the appetizers. There's the first act. Then there's going to be an intermission. And then there's going to be a second act and big finale. Can you like do a show for the kids? I'm like, what are you fucking talking about? The fucking firecrackers are the goddamn show. He's like, well, in between me lighting them, could you give them a fact about America? I'm like, just shut the fuck up and light the fucking firecrackers, bro.
I don't want any more friends.
You and I are all the friends we need, Jason.
I agree, man.
I agree, bro.
Like, I don't mind this, like, Twilight Zone existence. As long as I've got my family and my friend.
Dude, I only need you. That's all I need. I don't need anything else other than my neighbor mom crush. And I don't understand, like, I don't understand how this doesn't, like, float your boat at all. Like, she's very sexy. Like,
it just looks like a headache.
She's not a headache. She has secrets to keep. You know what I mean?
No, that just doesn't ever work out.
I don't want, first of all, I tried to work out. It didn't work out for me. Okay. So working out didn't work out. But now that I'm not working out anymore, it's really working out.
I've worked out 2 days in a row.
I have masturbated to her 2 days in a row. Is that weird?
Yeah, because I usually go for pornography.
See, I put her face on the body of a porn actress.
Yeah, but nothing for the wild hour. You never do that work for us.
what are you talking about?
I had this image of you like CGing a video together for you.
I customize all my own. It's all about like minimizing screens. Like I have two screens up and then I put the pornography up and I make it vertical. And then I found a vertical pornography film that goes from the neck down. And then I manipulate the screen so that all my friends' hot wives' faces go right where the neck is. It's great. It's very good. It gets me there.
It's like Monty Python.
But yeah, dude. So I go over to this fucking place where my buddy was like, I've got the keg left. He's like, come over. I was doing a menial task and then I went over and people was like, oh, we're going over there for dinner later. And I go, okay, well meet me there. I'll be already there. And I go over there and we have a fine time. We drink some beers from the keg. He pours me like a tequila drink.
Did you bring your own cup?
And then the whole time my wife is like trying to stop me from drinking and acting like I'm saying the N-word. You know, does that make sense? Like saying, like acting like I'm saying the F-A-double-G-O-T word. One of the F words. You could say fuck at this point, but you can't say the other F word. Not in public. But she's acting like, I'm like, why are you acting like I am literally like punching their child in the face? I'm being entertaining. I'm being cordial.
Uh-oh, I've seen Chris. Were you being bad?
No, I wasn't being bad. I truly wasn't, Jason.
I've had a daycare day with you.
Jason, listen to me now. Like, and this is hours ago.
Okay.
If I was firing and if I was off and I was bad, wouldn't I also like be even worse now?
Yeah, because you don't put on the brakes.
I don't put on the brakes. Nobody. I lean into the gas.
That's why I really don't drink anymore because it's too fun when you do it.
But I've exclusively drank during COVID because I smoked myself out of weed. And then I've been around my wife and child so fucking much that I haven't been able to escape to buy weed at any point because I have been with these motherfuckers since March. But she goes shopping. Yeah, and then I'm with the boy.
Go get groceries.
But I'm with the boy while she goes shopping.
Well, then when she comes home, you go get groceries for you.
Yeah.
And gummies.
Dude, I took a gummy the other night.
I know. With some idiots. Like, this is just, you keep telling me about these idiot interactions.
I know. Dude.
The next podcast will be, you'll be intubated.
That was another thing. Her girlfriend and some boyfriend that we've never met before, who was just tested for COVID and came up negative, PS, because he's a drone camera
production
operator.
Guy. Yeah, they're putting production people guy. Back on the lots. I think the fourth.
Hey, by the way, I hate crew people. I think they're fucking horrible. I think they should never make eye contact with any actor. I think they should never talk with any actor. I think they should leave the fucking actors alone to tell the story and they fucking get the boxes and the lights. And just shut the fuck up. I really hate the crew. Anyway.
There's some nice guys in the crew, man. Come on.
And they're the exception to the rule, Jason. Most crew guys, as you know, party and do heroin and fucking
yeah, a bunch of derelict rednecks.
Yeah, they're derelict rednecks and they should not talk to the talent. So now, post-COVID, the entire crew looks like the surgical team on an episode of MASH. They're in like full surgical gowns, masks, things, gloves, like you can't even see that they're people. And I was like, this is great for the actor. This is great because the actor doesn't have to wear this. He's in this sterile place to just create. I cannot wait to be on set with these fucking gloved and masked assholes. Hey, I'm like, hey, nameless person, don't cheapen it and tell me your name, but just when you woke up, didn't you have an identity? And then you put this whole thing
number
on
six.
And now you're,
hey,
and now you're just a blob number six. Hey, fuck you, number six. Also, fuck you, number 1 through 5 and 7 through 12.
I'm having a callback in my head to Christian Bale's rant on set when he went crazy.
And he did that to my crew, the crew that shot The Babysitter, the crew that shot The Babysitter 2, The Duff, when we first met, Rim of the World. That was a McGee movie. That was a Terminator McGee movie starring my guys. I'm the actor who's worked with McGee the most, more than fucking Christian Bale.
I want you off the fucking set, you prick. No, don't just be sorry. Think for one fucking second. The fuck are you doing? Are you professional or not?
Yes, I am.
Do I fucking walk around and rip down? No, shut the fuck up, Bruce. Do I want? No! No! Don't shut me up. Am I gonna walk around and rip your fucking lights down in the middle of a scene? Then why the fuck are you walking right through? Ah, da 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 da, like this in the background. What the fuck is it with you? What don't you fucking understand? You got any fucking idea about, hey, it's fucking distracting having somebody walking up behind Bryce in the middle of the fucking scene? Give me a fucking answer. What don't you get about it? Oh, good for you. And how was it? I hope it was fucking good because it's useless now, isn't it? Look, G, you got fucking something to say to this prick? Well, somebody should be fucking watching and keeping an eye on him. It's the second time that he doesn't give a fuck about what is going on in front of the camera. All right? I'm trying to fucking do a scene here and I'm going, where the fuck is Shane walking in there? What is he doing there? Do you understand my mind is not in the scene if you're doing that? Let's not take a fucking minute. Let's go again. And let's not have you fucking walking in. You're unbelievable, man. You're unfucking believable. I want to fucking kick your fucking ass. You don't shut up for a second, all right? I'm gonna go, do you want me to go fucking trash your lights? Do you want me to fucking trash them? Then why are you trashing my scene? You are trashing my scene. You do it one more fucking time, and I ain't walking on this set if you're still hired.
Those guys did, huh?
Because I'm not an asshole, JD.
No. You're all right, buddy.
It's a fucking woman, man. Like, and I literally, I was like, do you want me to be embarrassing so you have a frame of reference to judge something against? Like, do you want me to truly embarrass you so that you can go, oh, well, please don't act like that ever again. Unlike the wonderful fucking charming, charming motherfucker that I was tonight, dude. Charming, goddamn charming. So irritating, so irritating, so very irritating.
Look what my black mother-in-law sent me. Hey, did you wake up in a post-apocalyptic dystopia?
Me too.
So I put that episode up.
Oh, you didn't send me a link. I got to listen to it.
Oh, I thought you would just, it would automatically populate your player.
It will. I just haven't opened my, I haven't opened podcasts. So I'm sure when I open podcasts.
That's why you get the burst too. People don't open their phones for a couple days. And then all of a sudden, like, bam. Americans, look at me, man. Do I look like someone that, well.
Yeah, you do, bro.
Yeah,
you like, you look like the problem. You look right now, you look like, man, masks aren't freedom.
Masks are killing people. People are dying from masks.
They're freedom.
Didn't you know that? Dying. Didn't you know that? It keeps your germs in, and then you get sick. Then you get sicker. Because you can't get fresh air through a mask. I miss having my paint respirator I worked on cars.
Your paint respirator?
I had a respirator for when I painted cars. Because you can't inhale that shit.
Oh, so you were intubated when you were painting cars?
Yeah, I was intubated. It's a pretty high-end shop. We intubated.
So the name of our most recent episode was Talkin' Letdown?
Talkin' Letdown.
Was it a combination of two sessions or just the most
just
recent
session?
Just
that one. No,
the
just the first
ago?
One.
Just so there's, more recent session, by the way, that I think was much superior content-wise.
Want me to put that one up? I can do that.
From my memory,
I fucked up my audio in all of them though.
Oh, in the second one too?
Because I didn't hit the thing, which I did today. That's why I was like, oh, it'd be just nice to have me not sound like shit. But I can listen to those. It's all content. They can have it if it's worth it. But it's pretty candid.
The most recent one was pretty candid.
Yeah, the one that went up, pretty blunt.
Both of us or just me?
No, me too.
Okay, that's good.
I mean, I did cut some stuff out of you. I had to.
I can't wait to listen, pal.
Yep. So, my kids are a nightmare.
Yeah, dude, you're in the fucking weeds, bro.
James fell asleep on his floor yesterday, like early.
Yeah.
Like before bedtime.
Yeah.
And he was in his underwear.
Yeah.
And like when he fell asleep, I guess he was holding on to a big poo.
So he just shit in his underwear.
He just shit in his sleep. And he's my wife went in to get him.
On the floor.
Yeah, but he's laying on his tummy.
Right.
So it's just like it didn't get on anything, just all over him. And like she.
Did she consider just picking him up and taking him into the trash?
The whole kid.
Just like,
there you go.
The whole kid just, all right, right into the trash.
You get pregnant real easy.
We've got the one other. We'll keep that one.
And she's been a nightmare too, man. She's tough business. She's absolutely hilarious and adorable, but she doesn't like...
Three and one are the worst.
She doesn't want to go to bed.
Oh, the only thing worse is having two kids that are two.
Yeah, or two under two, they say, right?
Yeah. But like the terrible twos are not a joke. Like it's fucking horrendous. Three is really hard, moody teenagers. And even harder than the terrible twos is one. And even harder than one is that 0 to 12. Although there's caveats to that young age and that they just like live in that carrier seat and they sleep for 20 hours.
Yeah, it was the best. When we were doing the YMCA like 2-3 days a week.
Right.
And like, you know, right before like the fucking COVID-19 happened. Like right. We were in the sweet spot, man. We were doing like Y classes. She was in there that like obviously she would pass out throughout, you know, the morning class or whatever, and then we'd have play dates at the parks with the kids from those classes. And
the annoying thing is that they need to eat every 3 hours.
Yeah. Well, she was good. I just pack a bottle.
Yeah, I used to take Kieran to Clippers games at that age and he would fall asleep. He would be awake for one half and asleep for the other half, whether it was first or second half, it depended on the game.
Yep. Now it's like nonstop. It's like 18 hour days, man.
Yeah, dude, you're in the weeds. It's only going to get easier.
I think so.
Or no,
I'm starting
know
to
so.
See signs of it. James is starting to.
When James is five, it'll get easier.
Because she'll be
and then
three.
And then when Abigail is five, your life will be a breeze.
He'll be eight. Or no, seven. Yeah, they're two years apart.
Anything five and up is easy breezy. And it's until they're teenagers.
But I don't want them to grow up either, though. There's a part of me that just wants it to freeze in time with their like awesome cuteness. Is that weird?
No, because you remember that James was Abigail's age, and he's not anymore.
It makes me cry almost every time I see pictures of him when he's like fucking her age. Or when he's 9 months old.
I see a picture of him over your left shoulder right now.
Yeah, that was when he was like 9 or 10 months old. Like, I'm getting old.
Yeah, dude.
You know, and the kids are markers for that. They're like really show. When I was just like chasing stuff and hustling income, working jobs.
How old are you going to be when they're in high school?
Let's see, James now, high school start in
like
11
deep
years.
Into your 50s.
I'll be like 60 when James gets high school. Oh, no, wait. No.
No.
50s. No.
Yeah, but when they're both in high school, you'll be in your 60s.
I'll be 59 when James gets to high school.
Wow.
That's why I started doing my Tai Chi again. Chris is gone, by the way, everybody that's not listening. Where'd he go? Pee-pee? Did he go pee-pee? Sometimes Chris goes pee-pee in the middle of a show, and he just goes pee-pee right outside the door.
There's this weird, like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do that happens every time you speak. So when you're silent, it doesn't happen. And when I speak, it doesn't happen. But anytime you make any noise, there's some fucking weird, like, SOS, like,
fucking happens. I'm in duress. Can't you get the message? Come get me.
Well, I just started TikToking 2 weeks ago. I know I've talked about it with you. I'm fucking dominating TikTok. I've had fucking 350,000 views in 2 weeks, bro.
What?
Bro, I'm gonna get to 1 million views like any second now, and I'm not even trying. Like, TikTok is crazy.
What, I mean,
I wish I was TikToking this whole time in Coventine. That's my
Coventine.
Coventine.
Don't forget to drink your Coventine.
Coventine
helps like, to fight COVID-19.
It helps to fight outsiders. It helps to fight social interaction.
Are you feeling xenophobic?
It's so crazy. When you're silent, I don't hear it. But anytime the Lift Master Studios makes any noise,
I don't hear you. That's like internet warble.
Yes, it sounds like one of those old like copiers, like.
Really? I mean, I think I'm doing okay with my volume.
Dude, this is definitely like a bold advancement from the last two episodes.
Yeah, I was fucking just, you know, everything was torn apart. My life is torn apart.
I'm excited to listen to the episode I haven't listened to.
Yeah, it's all right. It's just us talking.
I know. I'm telling you, the next one is like lightning in a bottle compared.
Okay. Well, I'll
the next session, I was firing on all pistons, bro.
I'll dump them all this week.
Have you heard from Marty? You know, Marty's listening, Jason. Marty, I guess Marty maybe follows me on TikTok now. But I definitely posted some of my TikToks on Twitter, and I did one that was a Back to the Future one, and I was like, "Great Scott, Marty!" And Marty like DM me or whatever that like, "Oh, my girlfriend doesn't believe that I'm the reason you're doing videos about Marty." And I'm like, "Dude, you completely are, bro." Like, him listening to our show makes me talk about Marty, which made me say that Back to the Future isn't a quotable movie, which was the biggest lie piece of shit ever.
Weren't thinking.
And then I rewatched them all because of Marty, and they are great fucking movies. And they are.
Oh, he so called quotable, you on the quotability the
first one. No, he didn't call me out. Oh, I called myself out. I was like, I'm wrong. I was dead wrong. Back to the Future 1 is so fucking notable and quotable, and it's one of the best movies of all time. You should rewatch it, and it totally holds up. And then I rewatched that all of those because of Marty McGill, and then I did that TikTok because of Marty. So he was 100% accurate. All of this is because of him. I almost think the existence of the universe is because of analog._kid.
Well, you could probably put that down as a theory. It would hold water, because if you perceive that idea, that means that idea has matter.
I just remembered when you said, "Wait, real quick." That's amazing. Now that held water, folks. COVID. He coughed right into the microphone. We all got COVID.
COVID.
I don't
COVID think, over IP.
I don't think I'm going to get COVID. I really don't think I'm going to get COVID. I hope not, buddy.
You don't want it because
I don't want it.
Ben Gleib got it, right? I told you about that.
He's more cavalier than I am, and he's not a parent.
But you know what?
How did he get it?
Probably doing a show.
We don't know. I got to text him. How'd you get the COVID?
He got it back a while ago, right? And then, like before March,
like before the
outbreak? He didn't know he had it. He felt sick, got better. And then months later, he has weird blood clots.
But Jason,
and then
again,
he goes and gets tested.
Jason, he ran for president. He went to the Iowa caucuses. He's a stand-up comedian that tours and does stand-up.
Right, I'm just saying.
I'm none of these things.
Yeah, I know,
I'm in a fucking bubble, bro. I'm in a fucking bubble, bro. But I'm in a fucking bubble, bro.
Yeah, you okay? Well, you fucking protect your goddamn bubble, man. Don't trust everybody.
Dude, I'm now here in July, and I still don't have it, bro.
I know.
And I again, if it was up to me, I'd be in the fucking back in the hammock. I would never leave the hammock, other than maybe to go inside to get a glass of water and then go back to the hammock. But it's not up to me.
If it was up to me, I'd be like hovering in a spaceship in the stratosphere. With my own garden and a good internet connection.
What is that? What is that noise? Oh, that's just Jason's spaceship. Jason, get back down here and get out of that spaceship and do the goddamn show, would you?
For fuck's sake. Oh my God, Chris. So I started, I'm really want to do this taint report.
Taint report.
And I want to get taint reporters or people to rep the taint.
The news from your balls to your butthole.
It could be like op-eds, ideas, whatever.
Christopher Noel.
But it'd be good also like
the taint report. Because it taint your asshole and it taint your special balls. Boom, boom. Taint report. Taint report. Taint report. Dun, 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 dun. Jason is rolling a joint.
It's midnight.
He'll get high and get to the point. The taint report is the report that you don't need. He will do it in the very slowest of speeds. Dun, 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 dun. Real quick. Dun, 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 dun. Real quick. Taint report is never quick. I'm so excited I get to hear a new Wild Hour after I record this latest episode of Wild Hour. What is time? My wife complained to me because apparently she knew that I was talking shit about her from beyond the garage wall door to the space to the screen door that she's trying to sleep in. She was like, don't talk shit about me. Don't be so worthy of shit talk.
That's your theater voice carrying across the courtyard.
Classically trained. The courtyard.
I speak from my diaphragm.
You got to speak from your diaphragm. You won't be able to speak. As much speaking as I speak, I have to speak from the diaphragm, JD.
You know what's crazy, bro?
What, bro?
Okay, in college, I did the acting stuff, right? For like a year or two. And then...
Right.
But in those... I did. I went to UC. So anyways...
I'm literally just like, when I say right, and you're talking about...
That's like
real,
the white supremacy sign you've given
me. It isn't. Okay is not white supremacy.
Okay.
First of all, when you're telling a story about your life that is truthful... And the person that you are telling it to goes, right. They're not saying wrong. They're literally saying right. Like, it's true. Real quick. Like I said, right. Like I agree with you. And you go, so, sorry, continue your story. Right, and let's try it a new way.
All right. I'll just cut all that out. So anyways, what I was saying was that like when I did all that, those theater classes where you do like the different breathing techniques and all this stuff.
Wrong.
We did breath work and stuff like that.
Wrong.
You didn't do breathing.
No, but do you see how it feels? Like earlier I said, right. And then you shit on me. So now I'm going to try the opposite, just to say wrong. You see how much worse it is?
Well, I don't even know what to tell you anymore. I got really, I laughed myself higher. You ever laugh yourself higher?
Constantly.
You just laugh a little bit and you get a little higher.
Oh my God. I poured myself a real stiff drink, JD.
I had two beverages yesterday. No, on the fourth.
Dude, oh, I haven't smoked weed in literally forever. Like literally, the last time I did any sort of weed, it was edible experiences. I went camping and I don't even think I smoked weed when I camped. I ate edibles, but like, I'm old school. I like to fucking puff the fucking chiba and know that the smoke is coming in and then breathe the smoke out. I know what I'm in for with a puff. When I eat an edible, who knows?
Yeah.
It's a real roll of the dice.
Creepy shit. Like I'm an experienced smoker.
Yeah, me too, right? Bro.
And like, I remember I went hung.
By the way, it'll probably kill us at the end of the day. When we die, they'll be like, oh yeah, these guys were fucking experienced smokers. They died because they introduced smoke to their lungs on a regular basis. But that's fine. At least they died doing what they love.
As it burns.
Yeah, dude, we shouldn't live.
But I went over to a friend's house and we're hanging out.
Recently? Post-COVID?
No. This is 2018. Okay. And I remember, like, I don't hang out with people that often, you know.
I know.
And, we had gummies. And
when was the last time you ate a gummy?
Like then, really. Before that, I didn't even know.
Shut up. The last time I ate a gummy was yesterday. And the last time you ate a gummy was 2 years ago.
Yeah. That's crazy, smoke. Bro.
Dude, I know. I've smoked with you, bro.
But.
Yo, how about the fucking comedians that are doing podcasts close to one another are getting COVID-19? Did you hear about this?
No.
Yeah, fucking Brian Callen has it.
Oh, was it a podcast? I thought it was stand-up.
Same thing. He's podcasting in a closed room. Feet away from people maskless. Like indoors is where you really need to be alert and you need to put your fucking mask on.
Yeah,
unless it's someone you literally know everything they've done. For example, your wife. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. Like they're not.
So I'm trusting these families that my son is friends with that they haven't. And obviously, you know, mistakes happen. You go to the grocery store and you get it because somebody sneezed on a fucking loaf of bread and you didn't know. And that's a fluke.
But that's
where
but
you're
that's,
really
that's
getting
the point,
it is
that's
indoors
the point of,
maskless.
That's the
indoors
point of,
maskless. Indoors maskless.
But see,
sharing.
Okay, sure.
Indoors,
but Brian Callen, those guys got that.
Sharing.
But you
Brian Callen got it from indoors maskless sharing. That's how
but,
he got it.
But you said even in your statement, sir, you said, oh, you know, I'm trusting my friends. My kids' friends' parents, blah blah blah.
Yeah,
and you know you can't help but
I trust them more than Brian Callen's podcasting comedian friend.
But then you said if something happens, right? So like, let's just remove that. Which is what I'm doing. I'm removing that.
Yeah. Yes. No. Dude. You have a wife who has diabetes, so you have to be
there's
that
no
much
argument
more.
Here.
I get it. If my wife had diabetes, which by the way, it's like 10% of COVID deaths are people with diabetes. Like I get it. Like you need to be fucking on full alert. I totally get it. My wife has no pre-existing condition. And if she did, are you kidding? I would be going to the gas station with her, having her pump the gas with her mouth to try to get her to get the COVID. So she dropped dead, JD. That would be my short-term goal.
Yeah. Well, okay.
But hey. I hear you. You're being very safe, as you should.
Did you know that the guy that discovered diabetes had in his journal, he journaled about that you could taste it in the urine. You're like, it tastes sweet. Like people with diabetes have sweet pee.
So Philip Diabetes, who discovered diabetes, drank pee? I mean, at least they named it after him, Philip Diabetes. Oh, JD, you saved my life tonight, buddy.
Yeah, we just getting high.
I was ready to do a social distancing, and I know it wasn't on the cards on the table, but I really was like, I need a social distancing.
I just absorbed all these articles, and I'm not even ready for social distance hangs for a while now.
Did you see all the people that have gotten COVID-19 from Trump's stupid rallies?
Not yet. No, I want
No. They have. So Herman Cain, some black politician, got it. Donald Trump Jr.'s girlfriend, who is Gavin Newsom's ex, got it. All from the campaign trail.
Gavin Newsom's ex? What the fuck?
Dude, Gavin Newsom's ex-wife is dating Donald Trump Jr. and she got it. Herman Cain got it at the fucking first rally. Like, dude, Donald Trump is going to lose so bad that he's actually trying to kill the people that vote for him. he's losing so abysmally. He's like, fuck it. If you vote for me, you will probably die. Many of you will die. Most of you will die.
That tells me, though, that talks about Gavin Newsom, though.
I know. Isn't it weird that Newsom's ex-wife was like, oh,
it's like, what?
Fuck you. I'll go suck Donald Trump Jr.'s dick.
Yeah, what does she see in him that she saw in you?
Dude, Donald Trump Jr. is not good looking. Barron Trump, super hot. But Eric Trump and Donald Trump Jr. are gross. Barron Trump is a dreamboat.
Donald Trump Jr. is creepy.
I just thought that'd be a funny angle to pick a Trump son that I thought was handsome. The other ones aren't. Ooh, that Eric Trump, he's a 10. Blech, but Barron and Don Jr., gross. Shit town. Anyway. I'm excited to listen to the show that you dropped yesterday. You really do think that Jim Jefferies will hang out with us?
No.
So you think, no, he won't hang with us?
I don't know, man. He's radio silent. And he had a show drop on Netflix, too.
You know what? When my movie drops and people give more shits about it than his stupid comedy show.
Okay, that's not making enemies of Jim.
I can't wait to text him. Hey, did you watch my Netflix movie? Hey, by the way, I'm still a person. You should text back on a text thread. You know, it's better than being anyway. Whatever. We'll see what happens.
You know. What we should do is totally fucking create a whole campaign. We could use the Taint Report cover
Notice when I called him Ricky Retro, he has not really texted back. He's just texted back a denial, and then he hasn't texted back since.
Maybe he doesn't want people to know that he's really Ricky Retro.
Dude, Jim Jefferies.
Is it at Ricky Retro? It's
at Ricky Retro. And Jim Jefferies is Ricky Retro. No one's talking about it.
We're gonna have to look.
That's pissing Jim off. It's pissing Jim off that no one's talking about
it. I think that's what it is. That's why he doesn't call back. Because you outed him.
Called him out.
You called him out.
You know what's going to fucking piss Jim off is that my TikToks are more popular than his Netflix original comedy special. And then I'm the star of a Netflix movie franchise. I can't wait to text him after that. Hey, did you see my Netflix movie franchise?
When is that coming out? November?
October for Halloween, you son of a gun. November is the election. October is my movie. September is back to homeschool. August is my birthday, and July is current. It's all just around the corner at the around the corner store. It's just around the corner at your.
You're gonna explode because everybody's gonna be watching it. Netflix is the king.
I'm very excited for Jim's special, by the way. And but I think the next time he texts to us is when I watch his special and I go, dude, your special was great. And then I pick a joke that I liked and then I drop it. And then he'll go, cheers, mate, or thanks, mate, or thanks.
And then you go, I know you're Ricky Retro.
That's what it's weird that he's reading these texts. Yeah, why is he not chiming in? Who is a third person on a text thread that says nothing. Yeah, I mean, he's texted, but like, come on, Jim.
I even played along to get him out of the cage. Let's see. Is it on Instagram?
Who, Ricky Retro?
Yeah.
You know who's less popular than me on TikTok is Ricky Retro on Instagram. I'm telling you, I'm blowing up TikTok.
So it is Instagram.
I think it's at Ricky Retro. Don't make me look it up. I got now that I've mentioned TikTok, I gotta go visit my TikTok page.
He's chubbier, but he does look like Jim.
See, you think Ricky Retro is chubbier than Jim?
Yeah, Jim's paler, not built like that.
Have you seen Jim recently? He might be a little chubbier, bro. I think Ricky Retro is Jim Jeffries. Prove me wrong, America.
Hold on. Let's see if I can do this. Here we go. Let's go share screen. All right, you see it?
I see just Jim. I just see Jim. It's Jim's house. That's definitely Jim. I mean, that is 100% Jim. You got to put that back up. I got to take a picture of that and send it to Jim.
Well, I'll send this clip. I'll pull this clip.
It's 100% Jim with no margin of error. like zero margin of error. Comedy special Netflix star Jim Jeffries. Prove me wrong. Me, Netflix movie star Chris Wilde. Prove me wrong, Jim. Or should I say Ricky Retro? Why did I disappear? Oh my god. I was on the screen earlier, but then it went away.
All right, did you get it? Did you get what you needed?
Yeah, I got what I needed. But the last time it was the two of us on screen and Ricky Retro. And then that last time it was just you and Ricky Retro.
Huh.
I know.
How about that?
It's a real, huh. What'd you do different the second time?
Nothing.
Really?
Maybe I did. I don't know.
I don't know either. That's why. Because
when you do a share, it pops up with like all your screens, your monitors, your apps, you know?
Yeah, dude, I get it.
So I just grabbed one the first time and then grabbed a different one the second time, I guess. Oh, well, it's a mystery here at the Wild Hour. I smoked myself pretty lame.
Pretty high. You smoked yourself lame?
I'm lame right now.
Well, I disagree. I mean, I've definitely seen you lamer. I wouldn't, the adjective, if someone said pick 10 adjectives to describe Jason, lame would not even make the list of 10, just FYI. So you got to feel good about that, right?
Yeah. I've been working.
I don't think, like, even just tonight alone, not like someone says, take your full Jason experience and give me 10 adjectives. Okay. We all know you're not getting lame or probably anything negative. But if someone said, take your tonight Jason experience. First of all, you gave me weed. You just left it out there for me. I had a lovely drive to get it, by the way.
I flew there
the quick way, and then I took the scenic way home. It was fucking phenomenal, JD.
Yeah, like, you know, the pandemic is a terrible thing, but...
But it's great for traffic.
Oh, wow. And views and just quiet backyards and, like, the birds are coming back. The wildlife's coming back.
I just texted Jim the picture of Ricky Retro and then you in a smaller screen.
Just for him
to
you.
Ignore. For him to ignore. You're about to get the fucking chime. Like, do-do-do-dah. Like, I'm about to text you, bro. I used to get so angry at my fans and our fans, because I didn't think they were receptive or grateful enough. Like, I was like, this is special what's happening, and I'm not getting any feedback like, thank you, like, fuck, this is special, thank you. And I'm telling you, like, Marty changed all of that. Like, Marty, you made this fucking show so much better, pal. Your girlfriend should suck your dick twice during this episode.